Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Whew. So far, so good. Hey, that's...
That blue hedgehog again, of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
I'll
my...
I'll make you eat those words.
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance. Hey everyone, this is a chart-topping show with me, Ravsic. I'd say good evening, but then again, that's not the case for everyone, right? I mean, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone's covered. So today's chart-topping show is going to be a simple one. I'll go through the 40 most requested tracks during February. And that's just what's coming. There won't be any surprises other than maybe unexpected tracks being on here, but there's not really much else to look forward to other than 40 of your most favorite tracks on Radio Sega. I mean, why else would they be on the top 40 requests for a month if they were not your favorites, am I right? I don't think I've ever heard of anyone who requested tracks that they didn't like. Actually, I did once, but that's another story. You can join the conversation at Discord, radiosc.ca/discord on Radio Sega's IRC, which is on radiosega.net, and on Twitter through @RadioSega, or using hashtag RSShartShow. I've got to say that number 40 is a song that I personally like. By the way, the song that opened the show was, well, it's sort of a favorite of mine, Into the Crimson from Virtual On, Oratorio Tangram. But unsurprisingly, this was not the regular version. It's one that we don't have on Radio Sega, at least yet, which is the audio... how can I say it? The audio remastering for the Naomi board, in which Virtual On Oratorio Tangram was upgraded for its 5.66 version. And with the improvement in hardware, there was also an improvement in music, at least in sound quality, because I'm not entirely sure if the music is actually better. It's a matter of taste, I guess. And this reminds me that I really, really want to hear a certain Magical Virtual Ones tracks, music, whatever is in there. It was composed by Yuzo Koshiro, which it's probably going to raise some heads here at Radio Sega. A few people are quite big fans of Yuzo Koshiro, and when I say a few, I'm just talking about the chart-topping show listeners, because worldwide there's definitely thousands of Yuzo-san's compositions for video games, which transcend time and taste, and I think that everyone agrees is a legendary name on the scene. Well, that being said, I'm gonna move to number 40, which I was saying is a favorite of mine. I can tell you that number 41 and 42 were too, so I'm kind of bit sad they didn't make it, but that's what it is. And so enjoy from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax, Fighting Blossom, which is a song I usually use as a talk bed for the Fights into Stream segments.
Number 40. We'll be right back. Number 39.
Number
38. 37. Number 36. We'll be right back.
22, Radio Sega!
Number 35.
Number 34.
a quick recap on the tracks until now. So number 40 was Fighting Blossom from the Gekki Bungo Fighting Climax. Number 49 was from Sega Hard Girls High School Seha Girls, Seha Gaga Ganpachou. Number 38 was Gallery from Sonic Generations. Number 37 was A Scattered Moment from Yakuza 2. Number 46, Laggy and Lundi, Theme of Zwei from Panzer Dragon Zwei. And number 45 was from Yakuza 6, The Song of Life. It was Hence, the Full Spec Edition. And this is your number 44, Saxophone Under the Moon, Yakemi Theme BGM from The King of Fighters 14.
Number 33. Number 32.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Number 31.
As this talk pad suggests, we have to speed up things if we want to cover all 40 tracks in this show. So what have you been thinking of the tracks? So I presented them until number 44, which was Saxophone Under the Moon from The King of Fighters 14, the Yagami's theme BGM. Number 33 was Stage 1 Exelica Dancing at Dawn from Trigger Heart Exelica. And number 32 was No One Sleeping Tokyo from Initial D Arcade Stage. And number 31 was from Virtual Fighter the Anime. I got Tarinaize. And really, this talk bed really gives me a rush, even if I don't want to speed things up. I just feel I need to. Wow. It's quite a strong effect, I have to say.
Number 30.
I go, day slips away into
Number 29. Number 28.
everyone, I'm Petit Kess, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on! Number 27.
Since the break, we've had at number 30 from Sega Power Cuts 1, Saint Gabriel's Mask Vocal Remix. Number 29 was from Shining Force 2, Ancient Ceiling Symphonic Suite, Welcome to Our Town. Number 28 was from Shining Wisdom, and then the same composer as Electric Boogaloo mentioned, it's Motoaki Takenoshi. And then this is number 27, which is Larson's stage from the Mega Drive / Genesis version of Eternal Champions.
Number 26.
We'll be right back.
Number 25.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 25 is Danger on the Dance Floor, mid-boss theme from Sonic Mania. The one just before was from Thunder Force 5, The Justice Ray Part 2. Boss 7.
Hey guys, it's DJ Alpha Dog 1996 from Sega Generations, and I'm part of Radio Sega 2.
Number
24.
Heaven and Hell, full version from Rua Rabbits, Akasha Wakadoko Karakuro no. This was number 24 during February.
Number 23.
This is Battle of Pride from Yakuza 5, and it's your number 23 for February.
Number 22.
And this track is actually different from what you see on the metadata. This is obviously We Are Burning Rangers from Burning Rangers, but with a curveball. This is the Burning Depths version for Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed, and it's number 22.
We just have
Number 21.
This is from Virtua Fighter 2 Dancing Shadows album, which is totally unrelated to the Get Virtua Fighter games themselves. This is Dancing Shadow, which somehow corresponds to Sarah. Apparently, the rap on the We Are Burning Rangers track on Sega Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed was from S.U.L. or S.U.L., I don't know how to pronounce it, but thanks to Electric Boogaloo for the bit of info. Well, we are running late, so there's not much to say. Let's just listen more songs that you have requested through February. Number 20 is going to be from Panzer Dragoon 2 again. It's going to be the Epilogue song.
Number 20. Number 19.
Steel of Destiny, Stage 5 from Thunder Force 5, this is your number 18.
Number 18.
He's just had to be on the show, right? To Aku Yonsenman no Itomi, Exotic Japan from Yakuza Zero.
Yeah.
17.
This is My Happiness featuring Takenobu Mitsuyoshi, or T. Mitsuyoshi, like it's written in the title. This is from Space Channel 5 Part 2, and this is an extra track.
Number 16. I'm Green Viper 8 of Sega's Final Console and Sonic Colors level with one letter removed fame, and you're listening to the Tart Chopping Show with Rav C.
Number 15.
The top 15, and we are with Ice Blaze, King of Fighters 14 version, Fightful Battle, BGM 5 or something. Anyway, it's Ice Blaze, and this is When Kula Faces Angel. Number 16, well, by the way, was Empire from Panzer Dragoon.
Number 14.
Thank you.
This is triplet repeat, whatever that means. From Cyber Troopers Virtual Honor Rotary Tangram, and it was number 14.
Number 13. Number 12.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Bottom Segue from Sonic Lost World. This is number 12.
Number 11.
This is round one from Wings of War, also known as Anyways, we are about to enter the top 10, and there's 18 minutes for it. So chop.
Number 10. Number 9.
Thank you. The previous track was Explorer from Columns 3, Revenge of Columns, and this is Bondage main theme from the orange version of Panzer Dragoon Zwei.
Number 8.
Project Rub, Feel the Magic, XY, etc. An interesting choice for number 8, huh?
Number 7.
Outrun.
Magical Sound Shower from Turbo Ultra and the Commodore 64. This was number 7.
Outrun.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Options from Comic Zone.
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Founding Pavement from based on the USA Championship Soccer Division. This is a tune. It was number 5. I guess it just before the best part. Oh well. This is another Pounding Pavement, the unplugged version from the Arrange album concerning the first Daytona USA. If you want to hear the epic part from the Championship Circuit Edition version that I cut, you can always request the song on Radio Sega.
Jamie65326, and you're listening to the Chart Topping Show with Ravzeek, only on Radio Sega.
Number 3.
Machine Thing, arranged version from Vector Man. It was the number 3.
Number 2.
And this is the number 2. Today is Diamond from Yakuza 6. So this show is about to end. Only the number one track is missing. What may it be? I can tell you, it's a tune. It won on a landslide. It was really, really, really one-sided. It had tons more requests than number two. I'd say that the difference between number one and number two was the same as... I'll actually confirm it. Okay, so the difference between 1 and 2 was the same as the difference between 2 and 20. See? This was a huge requesting difference. Do enjoy the track, and I'll see you next time, guys. Enjoy your week. KC comes with the Manic Monday show on Monday. Huh? With more of his random craziness and interviews and games and the segment, the Memories of Sega segment, and later on we will have more shows. We will have the Friday smorgasbord, where there's just 4 shows. 4 consecutive shows almost. It starts with Viper's Topical Resort, then it changes to Rex's Sega Mixer Drive, then CD-ROMs, Chaos Control Center, and finally RSN Live by voice. If you want to know more about these shows, go to radiosc.ga/schedule and you will find out more information about what you can expect from this. I'll leave you with number one then. Bye-bye.
Number one.
Okay, looks like it's different. The schedule for next week is going to undergo changes because of Radio Sega's anniversary. So, Sega Ages with Viper comes on Monday, while Manic Monday he was changed to a Wednesday. And also, Rex's Sega Mixer Drive is going to be a Sunday show, not Friday. As long as you follow Radio Sega's Twitter at Radio Sega, you can keep track of all of these changes. Believe me, it's worth it. just as it is to listen to this song that's playing right now, the number one of February. Totally worth it. Enjoy!
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.